Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Thursday night football tonight. The Rams and the 49ers. We'll get into this matchup. Redskins ties all over the place. Kyle Shanahan coaching against Sean McVay. How many people are going to watch this game? Probably not as many as would have a year or two ago. We know that because the NFL ratings on TV are down. From Richard Deitch of Sports Illustrated, a couple of notes here from his piece on the NFL ratings. CBS has suffered early this season. Per Anthony Krupe of Ad Age, through the first 2 weeks of the year, CBS's Sunday NFL windows had averaged 13.9 million viewers, down 10% from 15.2 million last year. Sports Media Watch said CBS's 8.4 rating for its Week 2 single-header lineup was the lowest for a Week 2 single-header since at least 1998.
Mm.
NBC's particularly ugly night, Packers-Falcons, according to Deitch, the game drew 20.2 million, well down from last year's Week 2 game, which was also involving the Packers and the Vikings, 22.8 million. This was a better matchup, rematch of the NFC title game.
It's a great game.
Two fewer million people watching. Seahawks-Packers in 2015, same slot, over 26 million. So the ratings were down last year, and they're down a little bit again this year for NBC. Least watched Week 2 Sunday Night Football game since 2008, Krupe reported. NBC's three primetime games so far had averaged 22 million viewers, down 7% from 2016. Now, Fox did get a huge number for Cowboys-Broncos this week.
Yes.
Which is strange because that game had weird weather delays, a blowout, but they had 26 million viewers for that game. Lightning delay took the game's conclusion past 8, so maybe that even helped it because now it's in prime time.
Almost, yeah, it was like the only thing on at that point.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that was a good thing that that happened. But the report here on Fox is that two national windows in 2017, so far this year averaging 24.4 million, still down with that huge number. 3% from last year's 25 million for the first two national windows of 2016. And then if you look at NFL Network, Network's opening broadcast, Texans Bengals, was up 2% viewership for whatever that's worth. So I'd say we don't have enough sample size here to make a huge declaration or decision, but the general consensus is that after last year when the ratings went down, the hope was that early this year they would bounce right back up. And that's not what's happening. It's actually going down a little bit again.
Number of data points that I want to bring up. Let me go through these rapid fire. It's still huge. It's still the biggest thing. Everything this week, the biggest thing that got the most ratings was the NFL. The reason we bring it up is because when you hear numbers like 23%, 8% of dropping off, that's something. Because that's a story in of itself. Because the NFL had experienced a very steady growth of more and more and more and more in every window. And now that's not happening. It's not a reason for panic. It's a reason, though, to sort of address some of these things. That's number one. Number two, when we brought some of this stuff up last year, everybody loved to tell you there was one definitive thing. Everyone loved to tell you, that's the election. It's a controversial election. That's it. People love this year now to go, that's the protests. That's it. It's the protests. Here's the most important part about and why that is bunk. There are some people that may be hardcore that decided they're boycotting, and that's fine. Godspeed. That's not enough to make a big drop in the bucket here. If you have a couple hundred thousand people, that's not still in the numbers of 6 million, difference between one of those windows that you brought up, 20 versus 26. The biggest deal here, and this is what I keep trying to stress, the number of people that are watching the NFL has not diminished. In fact, that's grown. The number of people who sit down for at least a certain number of minutes and watch the NFL, according to the various outlets that are doing this, that has not changed. The amount of time they're watching has changed. That is the key point. So whether it's millennials who have a billion devices going, whether it's people that are bored by bad games, see Houston-Cincinnati last Thursday, whatever the case is, people are checking it out for longer. That's the problem. And this goes to a larger point of, we've been kicking this around for the first couple weeks of the season. We've gone, Have you noticed the football's kind of crappy?
Yeah.
Have you noticed this isn't that entertaining? The NFL's starting to have problems about this. It's partly the CBA, partly the NFLPA rules to keep guys healthy, and I understand that, but it's less drilled, less practiced, less seamless than it's been before. Player movement hurts this. Coaching turnover hurts this. Play is sloppier than it's been in some time. People are noticing that, and they're turning games off. Whereas before, if football was on, that's the end of the story. The game is watched start to finish. We're at a different time. That's number one. And number two, bad games means you're getting people's eyeballs for less time. Not less people, less time.
I think that that's a factor. I do. I also think just how we watch things has changed so much, it's only going to damage TV ratings for everything, including the NFL. Now, I have a buddy that this weekend was out and about all weekend who's a huge NFL fan. I couldn't believe it. And I texted him. I said, "You're not watching the game?" He's like, "Oh, I got them all up on my phone." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he was able to stream a game somehow. I don't know what he was doing to do that. I don't know how that was even a thing. But he was also just monitoring all of the apps he's got for his fantasy teams and things.
Uh-huh.
15 years ago, you couldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that.
5 years ago, nobody would do that. So I think how we watch has changed. There are games now streamed online on Twitter. I watched a game last year while I was writing a blog that was up on my Twitter feed. And I just had the Microsoft Word document kind of minimized next to the screen because I was downstairs in my basement and just chose not to turn on my TV. I did that at one point last year.
Right.
I don't think that's a TV rating when I'm watching the stream of an online game. NFL Red Zone. Do you realize that I did not watch one play of any of the games on television on Sunday, and I didn't miss a darn thing? I watched NFL Red Zone from 1 o'clock to 6-something. Well, I guess
the Redskins game started at
4-something, so that's not correct. But then I bounced back to that at halftime. But so I watched NFL Red Zone. If they're not playing like on this coming weekend until the nighttime, I'll watch NFL Red Zone all day long.
Now, you and I do
that. That's not TV ratings.
It counts for
NFL Network ratings.
Right.
But they don't say every time that we look live at the Eagles and the Giants that 13 million people have joined this game. They don't get the credit
totally
for
true.
That.
But NFL Red Zone doesn't get great ratings. Now, you and I love it so much. Yeah. I'm talking about like a one. That's like it gets a one share. That was the last week.
I would be willing to bet that there's a million people watching NFL Red Zone.
Yeah, it's probably about what a one would equate to.
I mean, I don't know how the ratings work, but I know that we're talking about the difference in a lot of these games of a million less people watching at certain times. If NFL Red Zone's not on and you only have Fox or CBS and you only have a 5-game and a 9-game in terms of the channel listings, and those are the two games you're choosing from, if you don't have NFL Red Zone, you're probably just going to pick one or just bounce back and forth between those two games and give them ratings. I think that's definitely a factor. But whether it's the social media element, the Red Zone, being able to monitor more on your phones, I think that's all involved here. And then I also think, and I've said this for a while, more games on more nights is not necessarily a good thing for TV.
Right, more windows is bad.
You only get so many hours. You only get so many days. Luckily, we do this for a living, and it's kind of our job. But does everyone listening, does your girlfriend, does your wife, does your boyfriend, does your husband, who doesn't like the league as much as you, have they ever bristled when you were watching football for a third straight game? You know, third straight day for a fifth straight hour? I'll bet you they have.
Yeah.
Oh, Monday night I'm watching the NFL. Thursday night I'm watching the NFL. Sunday night I'm watching the NFL. That's almost half the week now that we're at where you're saying, I can't do anything from 8 to 11, babe. I'm going to be watching football. I mean, I know that's what I do, and I know it's got to annoy my girlfriend.
Yeah, I know it certainly annoys my wife.
Yeah.
But I have to say, it's my job. I'm sorry. She's like, all the games? I said, yes, all the games. This is what we do. Grant and I, when we're done discussing the Redskins, we discuss the NFL because it's the biggest thing.
So it used to be less games, and I think they were more special, and now that's not the case. So that's probably part of it as well. If you guys want to react to anything that we just said, we want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. I see a few people on hold already. We'll get to you next. Why are the TV ratings in football down? What do you attribute it to? Our double play as well, what's going on in our lives, nothing to do with sports on this Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.